93.5 WRQN, the Culture Quiz. Chance to win tickets to a great show coming up to Stranahan Theater next week. And get registered to win that camper we're giving away from the Northwest Ohio RV Dealers Association. We'll play the game 5 minutes or so. 93.5 WRQN. I actually don't believe this. Lynn just said something less than positive about someone. I won't repeat it on the air, but she did say something. It wasn't quite negative or snarky, but it was slightly less than positive
about
someone.
Thank you for not repeating it.
It's 7:12 in the morning. Sunshine most of the day. In fact, really a nice three couple of days. Is that technically correct? 72 the high today. 70s tomorrow, almost 80 by the time we get to Saturday, and then rain on Sunday. 54 now. Don Zimmer, I'm glad you brought that up. Don Zimmer, the baseball icon, Yankees, who's with the Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays, the Cubs for a long time. Don Zimmer passed away over the weekend. Don Zimmer was a pioneer without actually knowing he was a pioneer. Back in the 1950s, he was playing for a minor league team, and he got hit in the temple with a pitched ball while he was at the plate. Almost died.
Wow.
Had brain surgery. Don Zimmer is the reason that they make people wear batting helmets when they bat now.
Really?
If you look up the history. I think they had them. They might have been optional for a while. And I think what happened to Don Zimmer, because he got hit again then later when he made the major leagues, has a lot to do with why they wear batting helmets today. And now, of course, everyone, the coaches are wearing batting helmets. They're talking about having pitchers wearing helmets now because of the way pitchers got hurt, will get hurt when they play baseball. Don Zimmer passing away. 83, did you say?
83.
83. Mm-hmm. 713 Culture Quiz.
What happens when a...
No. Quick check of traffic. We have a problem on Route 2. Go ahead, sir. Where's the problem?
Route 2.
Thanks to our cell spotters for keeping us up to date.
It's time for the Breakfast Show Culture Quiz, with prizes chosen especially for you.
You're going to see Under the Street Lamp at the Stranahan Theater next Tuesday night. Fabulous show, especially if you're into that harmonizing, street corner harmonizing. Under the Street Lamp, that's where they come from, the street corner that the guys would hang out at, like where the Four Seasons met, the Jersey Boys. Under the Street Lamp is next Tuesday night at the Stranahan Theater. You're registered to win the RV, the pop-up camper we're giving away from the Northwest Ohio RV Dealers Association. All you have to do is get the answer to today's culture quiz at 419-240-1935. What was yesterday's question?
It was geared toward women. Top words for women to put on their dating profile to attract more responses from men. Number three was passionate. Number two, ambitious or energetic. And we were looking for the number one answer.
Sweet. And you'll get responses from every man but me if you put sweet. I don't see me looking for the word sweet on your dating profile. And you asked someone to test it and give us a call back.
Right.
Let us know how it works. If you have a dating profile, put sweet on it. I'm not putting it on mine.
See
that's
how many
for sure.
responses you get 1 week, and then the next week put easy on there. See how many you get, and let us know.
Today's question on the culture quiz. This is a fascinating survey. A recent survey said that if you're a kid and you're looking for your mom or dad, and they're not at work, and it's about 4 p.m, where are you likely to find them?
And you said it's not the bar.
No, it's not the bar.
All right.
Recent survey done said that if you're a kid, you come home from school, it's about 4, it's about 10 till 4. And if mom and dad aren't at work, where are they likely to be? 419-240-1935. That's the phone number. If it's about 3:50 in the afternoon and you're looking for your mom or dad and they're not at work, where are they likely to be? First person with the right answer wins the culture quiz. WRQN. I read someplace that Todd Rundgren, he is such a musician. He has done so many things that sometimes he's embarrassed that that's the song you know him by. It's kind of like Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl. He's embarrassed that that's the song you know him by.
Yeah.
Because they were such musicians at the time.